to be another problem.
Hi, good afternoon, Nina.
Hi, Mario.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. Nina, I was calling you because I have a situation with patient Cosme Lidia.
What's the last name?
Cosme, C-O, S as in son, M as a mother, E.
Okay, Lydia, gotcha.
Yeah. The thing is that I was checking the dashboard and I found a clock in and a clock out from the caregiver Ruby Clark yesterday. But normally she works on weekends, so I just contacted her and she told me that the patient relative, Alicia, contacted her yesterday in the afternoon around 5 to support her because the caregiver from another agency, the evening caregiver, resigned and she left the patient. And Ruby was with the patient from 5 to 9 p.m. And I noticed that the authorization, I mean, she normally works on weekends, 10 hours on Saturday, 10 hours on Sunday, but the authorization is for a total of 30 hours, so she's using only 20. And yesterday she used 5 hours, and she told me that Elisa told her that it is possible to stay with the patient on during these days in the evening, but I let her know that the authorization is just for 30 hours. We cannot provide more of that. And she just wanted to make sure if she can clock in and clock out today because she will be again with the patient. And I contacted also with Alicia, and she told me that the situation of what happened, and she said that she contacted yesterday the service, coordinator before about the situation and that Ruby was with the patient yesterday and will be with her on these days. So I let her know that in this case, she will need to request an authorization because we only can cover 30 hours and no more of that.
So
and she said that she will be going
to.
I just want to know.
If she reached out to the service coordinator, if she has additional hours with another agency and the caregiver didn't complete those hours, she can request for the service coordinator to send over additional hours. The problem is whatever hours that the caregiver worked yesterday, those hours is going to be taken away from the weekend until we get the new authorization for the additional time. So she needs to notify us in advance in order to work out the schedule because we're only authorized on what we have. We can't pull hours from another agency to staff her when we're not authorized.
Yeah, I understand. It's just that the part of the the authorization that we have is say 30 hours, but on weekends they are only using 20. I just want
so
to
she
know.
has 10 additional hours to use.
Yes. Exactly. That's the part that I wanted to know.
She can use them accordingly however she wants. She just can't have the caregiver call and she want her to work and we don't know about it. Okay. So therefore, we can put the schedule in place. So therefore, the caregiver won't be working hours that she may not get paid for.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I was thinking.
So, yeah, so you can put those additional hours in, but just tell the client, moving forward, if you want the caregiver to work the additional 10 hours anywhere throughout the week, either if it's after hours, she needs to text us or give us a call, so therefore we can follow up and put the schedule in place.
Yeah, I just wanted to have a clarification on that part because I wasn't sure on when she said that was another agency. I was not sure if we can add it. So thank you very much for the clarification. So we'll make the update on calendar, and I will inform the caregiver, Lisa, about the situation. And if she already requests the authorization, I will let her know that we have to wait.
We have to wait for it to come in the system. But if she still has the additional 10, we can use them.
Yeah, I will let her know.
Okay, anything after that, we have to wait until we get the authorization for her.
Got it. Okay, thank you very much, Nina.
You're
having a great health.
All right, okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.